News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, model and actress Emily Ratajkowski announced her pregnancy this week, but nobody will find out the gender of the baby as she will be raising it as gender neutral. In an interview, she said, "We won't know the gender until our child is 18 and they'll let us know then." Well, joining me on the line to discuss gender neutral babies, or THABYs, I did not know that was a term until this morning, Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author of Fragile. You're very welcome to the show, Stella. Tell us what you think about this. What's your professional opinion on parents who choose to raise their children as gender neutral? Do you think this is a good idea?
I think it's very interesting that if people take a gender neutral approach to parenting, as in any baby who's born can be whatever they want and not be confined by their gender roles. So I think that's a great idea. I think this idea, this Emily Ratajkowski's idea, isn't great.
Because
she's proposing to keep the biological sex of her child secret, and keeping secrets isn't a great idea. And generally, you know, most therapists will agree that you're as sick as your secrets as such. It creates a burden on people, and it makes people feel that they can't reveal who they are. And so when you've got a secret, you're kind of immediately holding yourself back. You're kind of who's in, who isn't. To put that on a child's shoulders because of gender roles is just kind of creating difficulty for a kid that didn't have difficulty in the first place. Like, the baby's only in the baby in the woman's tummy right now. A few kind of famous people have done this, and there's a baby zoomer, which is a famous kind of baby, as this is a baby who's been raised in as a gender neutral, as in we will not know the biological sex of the baby. But Paloma Faith did it as well. Do you remember that pop star? And now she, about 4 years later, now she says we all misunderstood her, and actually she's a perfectly fine little girl.
And a point...
she's rolled back on that.
A point that you make, Stella, is it's not new for parents to think they will reinvent parenting, that they'll have a different...
They'll come at it
in a different way.
And there's something really endearing about parents who say, right, I'm going to raise my child completely different to everybody else. I'm going to do this. And so that's what this Emily Ratajkowski has decided this and declared this, and said that the child will maybe not let them know, will tell them their own gender when they're 18. And that's pretty farcical, because, like, up until they're around about the age of 10, a baby and a child can be whatever they want, as in there's no impact. You could be run as fast, the girls can run as fast as the boys, they can be as strong as the boys, they can be whatever. Around about 10, testosterone, from then onwards, testosterone will kick in, and so will estrogen. And that really shapes a body. It means that the boys are stronger, it means they're faster, they're bigger, they have bigger hands, they have bone mass, muscle mass. Huge changes happen between 10 and 18. But the idea that this child is going to keep this secret, it's not going to happen. And it's a terrible burden to ask anybody to try and keep that a secret.
Generally on gender neutrality, and this is taking quite an extreme stance, the idea that a child themselves would not tell anyone, including their own parents, what gender they were until they were 18, it seems an impossibility. But
it's an impossibility, and it's a burden. Like, you know, children, you know, have a growing sexual identity and things like that. It's just, it's farcical.
Now, I mean, just on the whole issue of gender neutrality, and I'm very conscious of it, having a boy and girls, that even if you go into a toy store, the aisles seem to be split according to genders. And it is frustrating. And it's not something I noticed really until I had a girl and I saw how much pink stuff was out there. And the idea that they love dolls and they love dresses and all of those things, which in fact, you know, my 3-year-old isn't displaying as yet. But if a baby is born a girl and displays a girly personality, for example, can gender neutrality or the idea of keeping them away from the pink and the dresses actually stifle the child's choice to be themselves?
It can. I think you raise a very, very interesting question. Like, from about the 1990s onwards, an awful lot of marketing executives who kind of clicked into the baby industry and the parenting industry, and they started dividing toys, clothes, decorations, you know, bedroom decorations, bedroom kind of furniture into boys and girls. And they've made a huge amount of money on it. And yet it's caused a huge amount of tension for children who are gender nonconforming. And I was a gender nonconforming child myself. And I very much distinguish between biological sex, which is the sex you're born in, and the gender roles that society put upon you, i.e. this farcical idea that pink is for girls and blue is for boys. It's very oppressive, and it's been created mostly since the 1990s because of money. Previous to that, maybe 50, 100 years ago, there was this kind of old-fashioned idea of this is what girls do and this is what boys do. Now they're just trying to make money on the back of it. And so every girl's a princess and she's pink and every boy is Bob the Builder. And it's not working out because there's a whole section of children who push against this, and little boys who want to wear pink dresses and little girls who want to play in the mud. And there's no place for them. And so we really got to push away from the pink aisles and the blue aisles because it's not going well. There's 4,000% kind of increase of children presenting with gender dysphoria. And you can't but look at, oh, we've suddenly become all about pink princesses and blue boys, and suddenly all these kids are getting very uncomfortable with their gender. So it is leading to issues, and we really do need to push against it. So I'm all for that type of gender neutral.
Great. Stella O'Malley, psychotherapist and author of Fragile, thank you for joining us this morning.